Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. For the past few weeks or so, my eyes have been scratchy and I've had a runny nose. I know I'm not alone. A lot of people are feeling the effects of spring allergies, and they seem even more intense this year. That made us wonder, does climate change have anything to do with this? We had Harrison Katz and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Harrison and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So before we talk about climate change, will you just explain how seasonal allergies work? Why do I feel this way in the spring?
To figure that out, we spoke with Dr. Julie Zweig, a physician in Atlanta, Georgia.
My specialty is ear, nose, and throat, allergy, and sleep medicine.
Julie says that seasonal allergies happen when your immune system thinks pollen or other substances in the air are a threat.
The body sees something as a dangerous substance or something that will cause harm to the body, and it attacks it.
The itchy eyes, coughing, and sneezing you feel? That's actually your immune system reacting to the foreign substance and trying to get rid of it, just like it would with bacteria or viruses.
And allergies often flare up in the springtime because that's when many trees and plants release pollen.
Are allergy seasons getting worse?
Julie seems to think so.
In my own practice, I have a lot of people coming in saying things like, wow, I have never been allergic to anything in my life, and now all of a sudden my allergies are awful.
What does this have to do with climate change?
Climate change affects air temperatures and the intensity of our weather, and that affects how early pollen season begins, how intense it is, and how long it will last.
Is climate change making my seasonal allergies more intense?
Dr. William Anderegg at the School of Biological Sciences at the University of Utah actually conducted a study that examined whether and why pollen seasons are changing.
You know, I suffer fairly severe allergies myself.
What did he find out?
He says in North America,
since the 1990s, pollen seasons have gotten longer. They're starting about 20 days earlier, and they've gotten about 10 days longer. And there's actually more pollen in the air during pollen season.
To figure out why, William's research team gathered data on pollen seasons from around the world and used computer models to isolate what might be influencing them. He says the culprit was clear.
Human-caused climate change is really the dominant driver of pollen season length and plays a more moderate role in the pollen season severity, the amount of pollen in the air.
So climate change is definitely affecting our allergy seasons?
Exactly. William says it's a reminder that climate change is affecting us right now.
Climate change is already impacting our health. It's really with us in every breath we take in the spring.
Are there specific things we can do to make pollen season more manageable?
Well, of course, reducing our greenhouse gas emissions will affect all aspects of climate change.
But more specifically, William says we can be more thoughtful about the types of trees and flowers we grow.
We can think about urban design and which species we want to plant in order to try to minimize pollen in places where a lot of people live, things like that.
Is there anything people like me can do for allergy relief right now?
Yes. If you know you're affected by pollen allergies, you can talk to your doctor. You can also look up data from your local pollen station or from the National Allergy Bureau and make plans to stay indoors during high pollen days.
Got it. Thanks, Harrison and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.